CBS News, I'm Dick Reeves. The long arm of American law is trying to block toppled Panamanian leader Manuel Noriega, who has taken refuge in the Vatican embassy, from his assets. Justice Department spokesman David Runkel.
The United States government will be filing the legal papers tomorrow to freeze assets from General Noriega's illegal drug activities. We believe that there are assets in at least a half dozen bank accounts in Europe, and we will be taking those steps to seize those funds.
Noriega is wanted on drug charges in the U.S. Runkel estimated he took more than $10 million in drug-connected proceeds out of Panama. Sources at the Vatican say it is probable Noriega will be allowed to go into exile in another country rather than be turned over to the U.S. for prosecution. The United States is applying heavy pressure to get him. As the military situation appears to quiet down, the dusk-to-dawn curfew in Panama City, the capital, has been eased. More from Pentagon spokesman Pete Williams.
Today it's much quieter in Panama City than it has been since the operation began. We still have troops in the streets, and once in a while there's a sniping incident, but things are returning to normal. And the only report that I know of a sniping incident was there last night at the entrance to Santo Tomas Hospital, where some Panamanian thugs killed a Panamanian citizen.
A Panamanian officer who surrendered in Panama Saturday and was flown to the U.S. to face drug charges is being held near Miami. Lieutenant Colonel Luis Tecid is said to have helped Manuel Noriega smuggle cocaine and to have been his bag man. He pleaded not guilty. U.S. Attorney Dexter Layton.
At various times, he arranged for the transportation of payments to Noriega from the traffickers, including the cartel.
Colombia's Medellin cartel. TV pictures of the bodies of former Romanian absolute ruler Nicolae Ceaușescu and his wife, shot by a firing squad, have had a calming effect in a country where thousands of people are said to have died in fighting. Mark Brain of the BBC is in Bucharest.
In Bucharest tonight, the guns have at last fallen silent, and the killing has stopped, with final and undeniable confirmation on television that the dictator Ceaușescu and his wife are dead. His remaining Securitate secret police have for the moment halted their armed resistance and melted away into the crowds. The streets of the capital, amid the new ruins, were once again packed with people, one sign of returning confidence. Shopkeepers and hotels have begun repairing the countless plate glass windows shattered in 5 days of fighting.
Mark Brain, the new provisional government, named Ion Iliescu its leader to chair a governing council. A prime minister also was chosen. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 7.89 at 2719.28. Volume on the big board, 53,600,000 shares. At 3 minutes after the hour, this is CBS News.
John Williams and the Boston Pops Orchestra proudly present Music of America. Music of America, the ultimate star-spangled double album collection. 20 tunes that made America great. Over 70 minutes of your favorite American melodies performed by our greatest conductor. And you can get John Williams, the Boston Pops, and 20 classic American songs on two records or one extra long play cassette for just $14.95 plus shipping. Only $15.95 plus shipping for the compact disc. Only through this exclusive radio offer from Teledisc. To order Music of America for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, simply call 1-800-346-9800. That's 1-800-346-9800. Credit cards accepted and satisfaction is guaranteed. Just call 1-800-346-9800 for Music of America.
Retreating cold, melted snow across the frozen south as the pendulum of a new not-as-severe cold front started swinging down from Canada. The old cold devastated the citrus and vegetable industries in Florida and Texas. 70% of the Texas citrus crop destroyed, 80% of winter vegetables. Rescuers are searching rubble at the nation's second-largest petrochemical refinery at Baton Rouge, Louisiana, looking for a missing worker. Another man was killed in the explosion and fire Christmas Eve. Refinery production was halted, and oil futures prices increased on speculation about the impact of the shutdown and the now ebbing cold wave. Surprised, the Soviet Communist Party Central Committee did not act against Lithuania's Communist Party, which has declared its independence. Instead, President Gorbachev and other top party officials were told they should go to Lithuania to try to mend the break. The Central Committee postponed final action. Dick Reeves, CBS News.